The following is another Clash Kids sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
Pritchard just can't get the ball inside. Goes to Cole Sheen. Spin move block. Shot blocked by Josh Earsom. Loomis grabs the ball. Another block by Earsom. Two blocks in that series. Up for Anderson. A pull-up three. It's good.
Tonight, an area rivalry is renewed in Loomis as the Wolves welcome in the Bertrand Vikings. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Pass break up the floor, Younger. Younger takes it right at him, lays it up in, and draws the blocking foul. Chance for a three-point play here for Younger.
Bertrand rolls into tonight's contest after sweeping Elwood, while Loomis will try to bounce back from a loss to state-rated Overton. It's the Vikings and Wolves coming up next. But first, the new Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join Classic Hit Sports' Randy Bushkar live from Loomis. Right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed. Undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Loomis. A great rivalry here between Bertrand and Loomis, an age-old rivalry separated by just a few miles. And these two teams have, they respect each other, certainly, but you always kind of want to beat your neighbor. And that's always been the story here for the Wolves and the Bertrand Vikings. Randy Bushkutter with you. Glad you could join us for coverage of Fort Kearney Conference and Republican Valley Conference basketball here as the Loomis Wolves come in looking for their first wins of the season on both the boys and girls side. Both the boys and girls lost last night to Amherst, so they fall to 0-3 on the season. The Bertrand girls come in with a record of 2-1, and the Bertrand boys are undefeated on the season. But here in Loomis, obviously, the Wolves would like to hand the Bertrand boys their first loss of the season, and the Bertrand girls their second loss of the year. Bertrand girls' only loss of the season came to Axtell in a night in which head coach Brent Streeter said they just didn't shoot the ball very well. For the Loomis girls, they're a relatively young team, and as a result, they're still kind of growing and evolving, and they're especially young on the boys' side, but we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. You're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take a quick little break here, and then we'll return with the starting lineups for both the Wolves and the Vikings. We'll do that right after this timeout.
The First State Bank and Bertrand thanks you for your business and welcomes you to this sports broadcast. First State Bank and Bertrand is your full-service hometown bank and invites you to stop in and see them for all your banking. From commercial to personal, First State Bank and Bertrand has everything you need to keep your farm, home, and business running. First State Bank and Bertrand, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Very proud to sponsor this high school sports broadcast.
Plant smiles, grow laughs, harvest love. Rainbow Nursery is located between Bertrand and Loomis, north of Highway 23 on E Road at the home of Scott and Renee Davis. Rainbow Nursery offers many opportunities for you landscaping, unique plants, yard tours, presentations to many organizations on landscaping and nursery topics, as well as consultations. Rainbow Nursery has flexible hours to try and work around your busy schedule. So call before you make the drive and schedule an appointment to get everything you need for a beautiful yard and flower bed. Blessings to all of you Vikings from Rainbow Nursery.
And welcome back here to Loomis. Let's give you our starting lineups. We'll begin, first of all, for the visitors, the Bertrand Lady Vikings, and their starters look like this. It'll be Haley Danum, a 5'9 sophomore. Also Savannah High, 5'8 and a senior. Allie Mason is a 5'4 senior. Jaden High, 5'6 and a junior. And Maddie Peterson, a 5'8 junior for head coach Brent Streeter for the Bertrand Lady Vikings, who, as we mentioned, 2-1 on the season. Now for Loomis and for head coach Stacy Dennis, her starting lineup will look like this. Colette Thorell is a 5'4 sophomore. Brooke Rademacher, 5'5 and only a freshman. Tara Maskey, 5'7 and a junior. Allie Dennis is 5'6 and a sophomore, and Riley Hahn is a 5'11 senior, making the start as Loomis looking for their first win of the season. Tonight's starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank, a very proud sponsor of all of our area teams and coaches. Five Points Bank can take your banking and make it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney. is the better bank. Don't forget, later tonight on our sister station, we'll have the University of Nebraska volleyball team as they're taking on the Texas Longhorns in an elimination game, obviously, in a regional volleyball action. And we'll have a game on our sister station out of Hastings. And don't forget, on Tuesday, we'll have another doubleheader for you as Kearney Catholic will be taking on Ravenna right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Well, the starting lineup's being introduced here for the Loomis Wolves. Of course, they'll be in their home white uniforms, Bertrand in their traveling blues as they're being introduced. And we are now wrapping up our New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed is proudly brought to you. The pregame show is proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark and New Tech Seed. They also proudly bring you New Tech Seeds, your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. So the final starters announced here for Loomis. The Wolves have already been introduced, and that will wrap up our pregame show. We'll take one last time out. We'll have the tip between the Wolves and the Vikings right after this.
America's farmers feed the world. That's why your CHS Service Center provides producers like these with market access and insights for their success.
Well, they stay on top of the market. They really look out for us.
They watch world activity so we can make informed decisions.
We get daily emails and text alerts from our co-op. They're able to take our grain when we need to move it.
Get connected to a CHS service center near you. Resources for enriching lives, CHS.
When the First State Bank of Loomis first opened their doors in 1886, Nebraska was young, vibrant, and bursting with possibilities. A lot has changed since then, but the First State Bank of Loomis is still moving Nebraska forward by tapping into our state's best natural resource, its people. While our founders could never have imagined our network of ATMs, mobile banking, or cybersecurity, they would be proud of the personal touch we still take with every account and with every loan. The First State Bank of Loomis, with branches in Alma and Bertrand, member FDIC.
The Bertrand Nursing Home and Assisted Living is a proud sponsor of tonight's game. They offer long-term living facilities, assisted living facilities, and one of the best rehab programs around. They specialize in long and short-term care to get your loved ones back to their home or, if they prefer, a great place of their own right in the building with 24-hour care. The Bertrand Nursing Home treats each and every resident with compassion and respect. The Bertrand Nursing Home in Bertrand.
And welcome back. National Anthem just wrapping up here as Loomis Bertrand getting ready to go in a girl-boy doubleheader here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Randy Bushcutter with our engineer Stacy Johns. Glad you could join us for coverage of high school basketball here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. And the Wolves ready to get things going here as they've broken the huddle already. And they're still waiting for that last-minute advice here from Bertrand's head coach, Brett Streeter. And we're just about ready to get things going underway here. And they're still spending some time in that huddle over there. So, all right, now we're ready to go. And here we go as Loomis and Bertrand getting things underway, and that tip is going to be controlled by Loomis. So they'll have first possession here. They'll kick it off on that right side. Top of the circle with it is Thorell. Thorell gave it away. Now gets it back. She thought about a three top of the key. But facing that zone defense, she'll pass it off, and it's going to be stolen away. Come away with a steal is Allie Mason. Mason comes up with the steal, and she'll throw it on the baseline. And we're going to have our first foul of the ball game. And that is going to be whistled here on the Wolves. And that will be on Maskey. That'll be her first. And now Dana will bounce pass it in here for Mason. Mason will work it back around the perimeter. They'll get it on the baseline. Here's a jumper by Dana, and it is up and good. So first 2 points of the ball game belong to Bertrand here. That allows them to put the full court press on. Thorell will lose the basketball, but it was last touch by the Vikings. Allie Mason, trying to put some pressure on, was able to do that, but not able to come up with the steal. So on the sideline, they'll toss it in here. Thorell, they double-team her. She's in a little bit of trouble, and she's able to lob it and break the press, getting it to Brooke Rademacher. And she'll take it all the way down to the baseline. Where she'll stop, take a quick little shot here, and is no good. And the long rebound out for Jordan High. High passes it up ahead, and Daniel with an easy layup after that great outlet pass by High. And she got that defensive rebound and the long outlet pass, and now we're going to have a foul on Loomis as they try to pressure the ball back. It's 4-0 Bertrand here. And the foul is going to be on Savannah High. That'll be her first. So Loomis will maintain possession here. They're trailing it 4-0 in the early stages as they're working on their right wing. With it is Maskey, and Maskey bounce pass on that left side is going to be kicked and out of bounds. So Loomis will get all organized here, and they're going to inbound it on that far side. Toss it in is going to be Tara Maskey. Maskey's able to get it in here for Rademacher, and they'll give it right back out here for Thorell. Thorell gives it off on the right wing. That's Maskey with it. Just playing a little bit of catch now. Is back out to Thorell, top of the key. She'll shoot over the top of that zone. It is up and no good. And the rebound is going to go out of bounds. Nobody really controlled it, and it was last touched by Bertrand. So Loomis will inbound underneath their own basket. To toss it in is going to be Thorell. And they'll bounce pass it in. Little post move. Turnaround jumper here by Allie Dennis, and Dennis is going to score. Allie Dennis with her first 2 points of the night. And the first 2 points of the evening here for Loomis as well. It's 4-2, 6:19 to go, quarter number one. Bertrand with the two-point lead and the basketball. Backing up with it is Mason. She's going to give it off on the right wing to Savannah High. She's going to dribble all the way to the top of the key. She's looking over a zone here as well. They'll throw it into the corner. And in the corner is Jaden High. She drives the baseline. Reverse layup off glass. No good. Offensive rebound, and the shot will not fall. But there is a foul on the inside. That offensive rebound by Maddie Peterson. And she got the rebound after the miss. And the foul is going to be whistled on Hahn. That'll be her first. And the free throw is up and good for Maddie Peterson. So two shots. She makes the first to make it now 5-2. And her second free throw is on the way. And it is back the iron and no good. Snagging the rebound there is going to be Hahn. And Hahn will get it up ahead here for Thorell. Thorell gives it off on the right wing here for Rademacher. Rademacher gave it away, now gets it back. She's playing catch right now with Thorell, and her pass is going to be intercepted. It's going to be a long steal by Savannah High, and she throws it up deep. And now on the baseline, quick jumper up, no good. Rebound taken out of there by Thorell. Thorell is on the run here. She's going to run into the lane. Her shot is no good, but an offensive rebound by Hahn. That shot won't fall, and the rebound's still being tipped around down there. And it won't fall, and they're still fighting for it. And we've got a foul on the rebound. No, they're going to say it's just out of bounds. Holly Dennis had a nice look at it. Also snagging the rebound there was Riley Hahn. And then she lost the basketball, had it knocked out of her hands, and I think it went off of her foot. And so it will be Bertrand basketball. They lead it here 5-2, 5:12 to go, quarter number one. Between the circles, Danil has it. Gets it to the elbow. Now it's down the baseline. A little give and go, and it's going to be stolen away or not. No, Bertrand's able to keep it as it was loose there. And Thorell had it, and then, High had it. Thorell comes up with the steal here, and she'll bring in the offensive zone. And now another pass on the inside, and that one is going to be intercepted by Danell. So Bertrand is going to slow it down a little bit, bring it in the offensive zone after we swap turnovers. Mason will help work it back around the perimeter. Backing up, thinking about the three there was Jaden High. She'll help work it back around. High asking for it back again, but they'll give it right side for Danil. And in the lane, they'll get it to Maddie Peterson. Peterson kicks it out. Long three. It is no good. And the rebound is finally being tipped around, and coming up with it is going to be Maskey, as Maskey pulls down the rebound. And now they'll kick in the left side here for Loomis. Stepping up for the three is going to be Maskey. Maskey misses it, and coming out with the rebound here is going to be Jordan High. So High will help lead the break. Up ahead, they get it to Mason. Right back out here for Jaden High. Midway through quarter number one, 5-2 Bertrand. They've got the basketball on the bounce on the right wing, and now they'll get it off for Danell. Danell is going to drive, gets it to Maddie Peterson. Maddie Peterson's shot is going to be blocked and out of bounds by Riley Hahn. She gets the block, but it will still be Bertrand basketball. And tossing it in here is going to be Daniel. Daniel's pass is going to end up in the backcourt. It's going to be a steal. On the run here is Brooke Rademacher. Rademacher is going to try the layup. It is no good, and she misses it. And coming out with it is Bertrand. So snagging the bound for Bertrand was Brittany Shipp, who checked in just a little bit ago. And now quick little jumper on that left side. It's no good for High. High missed it, but they were able to pull down the rebound, and now we're going to have a foul. And we're going to have a hold whistled on Loomis, and that'll be on Thorell. That'll be her first foul of the ball game. That will reach there. And that's now three team fouls whistled against Loomis. Only one has been called against the Vikings here. Pass on the baseline. Now we're going to have a foul in the bucket. Wow, what another going to say. The foul came before the bucket. It's close. They could have gone the other way. And the foul is going to be on Allie Dennis. She's going to be called for the hold. So Bertrand will inbound underneath their own basket. Daniel will get it in the lane. They get it to Jordan High, and Jordan High is able to stroke it in. Nice little inbounds play, and that gives the opportunity for pressure, and that one was knocked out of the hands of Loomis by Daniel, and Daniel close to forcing the turnover on the baseline. Now they cannot run the baseline now, Loomis, and they're facing some pressure. Ball knocked loose by Bertrand, but it's going to go out of bounds. Into the hands of head coach Stacy Dennis for Loomis. So she'll hand it to Tara Maskey and the 5'7 junior. Under the watchful eyes of the head coach, will pass it, and it's going to be stolen away. Bad pass, and now the drive. No good, and we've got a foul on the drive after that steal and that loose ball in underneath. And we're going to have a couple of shots coming the way of Jaden High. And that is going to be on Thorell. She's going to be whistled for the foul. And so to the free throw line will come Jaden High, and High makes the first of two free throws. So she makes the first to make it now 8-2 with 2:57 to go in quarter number one. Second free throw on the way, and that is no good, and the ball is on the ground. That's going to be a tied ball. And alternating possession rule will give Loomis the basketball here. So Loomis will inbound. And with some pressure, errant pass, but able to track it down is Rademacher for Loomis. Rademacher in some trouble. Gets it for Tara Maskey. Back out to Rademacher, who brings it across the 10-second line. And now the half-court offense set up by Maskey, top of the key. She gave it away, now gets it back, kicks it on the right side here. Here's Thorell. Thorell thought about three, used up her dribble now, and her pass is going to be stolen away. Making the steal is going to be Donnell. She gets the ball back after she passed it off momentarily. On the drive, she is fouled. And that is going to be a foul on Allie Dennis. So Dennis will pick up the foul here with the hold. And again, Bertrand will inbound it after they forced that turnover just a little bit ago. Bertrand will work the clock here a little bit. They lead it 8-2. And High will get the ball in the lane to Peterson. Peterson has her pocket picked. Coming away with the steal there is Riley Hahn. So Hahn comes up with the steal, but really can't go anywhere. She's in too much traffic. And so Loomis will set up the half-court offense. They kick it left side. Here's a three-pointer by Madison Walton. And Walton's three-pointer is no good. And Bertrand, after the rebound, is on the run, and they get the bucket and the foul. On the drive was Allie Mason. After she got the rebound, she was able to drive in. She gets the bucket, and then the foul is going to be whistled on Brooke Rademacher. So here comes the free throw. Try for the three-point play here, and it is off the mark. And coming up with the rebound is going to be Loomis. It's Dennis who snags down the rebound, and now in the offensive zone here is going to be Rademacher. Rademacher kicks on the right side for Maskey. They work it back around the perimeter. Walton's got it. Walton, well behind the three-point arc, will give it top of the key now for Brooke Rademacher. She penetrates a little bit, gets it on the baseline for Allie Dennis. Dennis, nice bounce pass inside. The shot by Tara Maskey is no good. And coming up with the rebound and on the run is Molly Capps. Capps pulled down the rebound but then lost the basketball. And she's going to be called for a turnover, as in traffic it ended up going off of her foot and out of bounds. So Loomis will inbound in the corner, and it's tossed away. The steal and the layup by Nelson, and then an offensive rebound by Capps. So Nelson with the steal. She missed it, but then Capps was able to capitalize there by making the putback. So facing some pressure, here's Allie Dennis. She'll lob it up ahead to Walton for Loomis. Top of the circle, Maskey's got it. Inside of a minute, pass on the inside, and that is going to be stolen away by Brittany Shipp. Shipp works it up ahead on the run. Shot no good by Capps, and the ball goes out of bounds. Last touched by Loomis, trying to get that defensive rebound. It is 12-2, Bertrand with a 10-point lead, and the Lady Vikings will toss it in. They get it to Jaden High. High between the circles. Kicks it in the corner. There's that inbounds play, and Capps couldn't quite hit it, but an offensive rebound, the bucket, and the foul for Brittany Shipp. So Bertrand got the miss, but then a nice little offensive rebound by Brittany Shipp. She's able to make the putback, and then she was also fouled by Tara High. So now Shipp will try to finish off a three-point play, and it is good. Checking in here for, well, apparently not checking in for Loomis, is Tegan Edwards. And I think they were worried about how many quarters she used up in the JV game, and they didn't want to use one of the quarters here with only 40 seconds to go. So they changed their mind on the inbounds. And now an inbounds pass that's stolen away by Bertrand. And so Loomis turns the ball over. Ball knocked out of bounds by Loomis trying to get it back, and Bertrand is going to inbound it. Tossing it in is going to be Capps. Her bounce pass will go over here for Nelson. And Carly Nelson will motion through after she passes the ball to Jaden High. High gives it off on the right side to Capps. Entry pass is going to be knocked out of bounds. Pretty good hands there by Riley Hahn. And Hahn will knock the ball out of bounds. So Bertrand is going to inbound it. They get it off here for Nelson. Nelson off of the screen over for Capps. She's going to fire the three. It is no good. The rebound is taken out of there, and on the run with the basketball here is going to be Dennis. And Dennis will help work it around. Walton's got it. Kicks in the corner. There's Dennis for three. Dennis with the miss, and the ball goes out of bounds at the buzzer. And so that'll do it for one quarter of basketball. After one quarter, it's Bertrand 15, Loomis 2. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with the second quarter right after this.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, Lisa, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Carney delivers.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back here to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth on the road in Loomis, as the Wolves right now playing host to Bertrand in girls basketball. And it is Bertrand with a 15-2 lead after our first 8 minutes. It will be Bertrand basketball to start the second quarter here. And they'll kick it in the corner. Pass is tipped a little bit, but Daniel's able to pick it up. And she'll get the ball back out here for Mason. Mason. Back out here for Alexa Berry. Berry will try to track down a pass that actually went off the hands of one of the Loomis players, now bounds. And she said, I don't have to really work that hard to get to the basketball. Let it go, because had she made a catch, she probably would have been in a little bit of trouble. So Bertrand gets it back. They get it at the elbow, kick it out. Here's a 15-foot jumper on the left wing that is no good. Not a bad look at the basket there for Daniel, but she missed it. And coming up with the rebound is Thorell. So around the perimeter go the Wolves. Pass is tipped, but picking it up here is Brooke Rademacher. Rademacher kicks it out. Penetration here by Maskey. And Maskey is fouled on her way to the basket. So her penetration there, attacking the basket, is going to force a foul on Haley Donnell. And the free throw rolls around, hangs on the rim, and is no good. For number 40, Tara Maskey. So Maskey with one more free throw coming up here, and she misses that one as well. Rebound taken out of there by Mason. And we've got a little double dribble there. So Bertrand just turned the ball over after Mason was able to pull down that rebound just a little bit ago. So Loomis will get the basketball back. On the run on the far side is Brooke Rademacher. Rademacher will bounce past the ball back out for Thorell. She's going to fire a three. It is no good, but an offensive rebound. And now the shot on that right side, no good for Brooke Rademacher. And coming out with the rebound here is going to be Alexa Berry. So Berry snags the bound, gave it away, now gets it back. Takes a shot on that left side. It's a little bit short. The rebound in underneath, and we're going to have a foul as Kate Chesterman was able to pull down the rebound and had the ball off of her foot and out of bounds. Loose ball stolen away by Bertrand, so Bertrand is able to come up with the loose ball, and they're working it back around the perimeter. Chesterman on the baseline in a little bit of trouble was able to get it inside a little bit here to Maddie Peterson. Peterson lost it, now gets it back. And she's able to get it for Danell. And Danell will help work it around the perimeter. With the ball here is Alexa Berry. Berry skips it off. Nice catch in traffic by Mason. Mason has to back up, and that's real good defense there by Allie Dennis. Back around the perimeter. We kick it out for Berry. Berry gets it to the elbow. Short jumper, and Mason yelled short as she missed it. And we've got a walk on the rebound. Nope, we got a foul called on the rebound. The official right in front of me, I wasn't sure what he was calling. I thought he was doing the walk motion there as the rebound was taken out by Maddie Peterson. And the foul is going to be whistled on Riley Hahn. So Hahn for the foul will result in a free throw by Peterson. It is up and good. So she makes the first one. And she'll spend some time at the line, bending those knees, firing that up, and she'll rattle it home. So she makes both ends of the one and one. Bertrand now leads it 17-2 with 5:50 to go, and then we've got a reaching foul. And it's going to be whistled here on Bertrand. And that, I think, we're going on number four, Alexa Berry. Yep, that's the first on Berry. So Loomis facing some more pressure. They get it up ahead here for Brooke Rademacher. Rademacher on the run. Bounce pass on the baseline. And Loomis will turn the ball over. Maybe just going a little bit too fast there. So slowly here comes Bertrand into the offensive zone. They'll kick it off on the left side here for Alexa Berry. She's going to fire a jumper. It is no good. And the rebound taken out of there by Loomis to number 52, Brittany Baxter. You checked in just a little bit ago. So Baxter gets the rebound, and now Thorell, she's going to fire a three. It's no good. And the rebound, well, will be pulled down by Bertrand, but stepping on that baseline is going to be Maddie Peterson. So the ball is going to belong to Loomis as they'll inbound it underneath their own basket. They get it in traffic, and Dennis is in a little trouble there, and she took an extra step. That was a forced error, no doubt about it, by a triple team by Bertrand. So Bertrand will come in the offensive zone. And on the bounce here, they'll get it off for Mason. Mason, skip pass for Danell. Danell puts up a long jumper that goes off the side of the rim and out of bounds. So that'll be a missed opportunity here for Bertrand, but they still lead it 17-2 with 5:01 to go. On the dribble on the right side, Brooke Rademacher. actually lost the basketball, and that'll be another Loomis turnover. Unofficially, in terms of turnovers, we've got five for Loomis, and now we've got a timeout here for the Vikings as well. Bertrand calls timeout with 4:59 to go here in the second quarter. They lead it 17-2 over Loomis. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance of Kearney. We're back right after this.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from Auto Owners Insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
And welcome back. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance of Kearney. So after that timeout, an opportunity here for Bertrand to add to their 17-2 lead. They're spending a fair amount of time in the throes of the discussion with Brent Streeter. And now inbounding is going to be Danil. And she'll get it off for Peterson. They enter it inside. Kick it back around the perimeter, and around the perimeter we go. With it is Mason. Mason gets it to the elbow. Jumper by Danil from 15 feet is no good. Offensive rebound here for Jordan High, as High snags the rebound. And another quick little jumper here by Schiff. The shot will not fall. And rebound out by Colette Thorell. Thorell in traffic, took an extra step with it. Yep, Thorell just needed probably to have a little bit of a jump stop there, but instead she ended up sliding to a stop, and as a result, a missed opportunity. Pass on that far side, and Bertrand now turns the ball over. Somebody zigged when they should have zagged, and Loomis facing full court pressure here. They're handling the pressure pretty well as Tara Maskey dribbles down that sideline, and she'll make the pass to Colette Thorell. Thorell on the baseline, kicks it out. Here's an open trail look by Maskey. Her long deuce is no good. But the offensive rebound, now they get it out for Thorell, and Thorell will hit a three. Colette Thorell will hit that three-pointer after the rebound pulled out there by Loomis. So now it's 17-5. Driving is Bertrand, and we're going to have a foul before the shot. On the drive was Jaden High. And it's just been announced that Mac Brown is stepping down as the head coach of the Texas Longhorns. He will coach in the Alamo Bowl, but that'll be his last game with the Longhorns. At the free throw line is Jaden High. And High is able to hit the free throw. And she has one more free throw coming up here. And she missed the second. And coming up with the rebound is going to be Tara Maskey. Maskey will help work it up ahead here for Allie Dennis. Dennis, a little runner in the lane, and it's good. Allie Dennis with the little runner in the lane there. And back around the perimeter we go. Here comes Bertrand. Loomis with a little spark here, though. They've cut the lead down to 11, and Bertrand on the drive, and we're going to have a bucket. And I think they're going to call the... Yeah, they're going to count the bucket on the drive, and flipping it up as she was driving was Jaden High. And High will now head to the free throw line and will have a chance to finish off at three-point play. The foul was whistled on Brittany Baxter, and the free throw is no good, and the rebound is going to go out of bounds. Last touch by Bertrand, so Loomis will inbound here. It is 20-7. Bertrand with the lead over Loomis. And again, Bertrand will pressure the ball. Long pass up ahead, and Bertrand is able to track it down. Coming up with a loose ball is going to be Savannah High. So she comes up with the steal here. And now they'll get it to High in the lane, and she turns the ball over. On the dribble on that right side, Brooke Rademacher gives it top of the circle for Maskey for Loomis. They trail it 20-7, inside of 3 minutes to go here before halftime. Don't forget at halftime, we will have the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. On the baseline, Brooke Rademacher. She'll work it back around the perimeter to Madison Walton. They get off on that left side. The jumper for Loomis is well short. And coming up with the rebound is going to be Jaden High. High gets it on the baseline. Ball is knocked loose, and they're going to whistle foul on Allie Dennis. Nope, they're just going to say it went out of bounds. That was clean. There was a lot of leather there. And I think that's a good no call. Ball out of bounds, though. So to toss it in is going to be Dannell. She'll get it off for Carly Nelson. Nelson thought about that jumper, but gives it off to High instead. And High now will give it off on that right side for Nelson. Nelson finds a little open area, high arcing shot, and she's going to hit it. Nice shot there for Nelson, and the ball knocked out of bounds. And that will be Bertrand basketball. So Loomis does, with that pressure, turn the ball over. As they just kind of threw it a little bit too high. Pass in the lane. Dangerous pass, and there's going to be a foul. And landing awkwardly is going to be Savannah High. So High was fouled. And it really wasn't the foul so much. The foul was in the air, but when she landed on a couple of different girls' feet. And we'll see whether or not that has any effects on a knee or an ankle or what you have here. And we're going to take a break. 2:11 to go here in the second quarter. They're attending right now to Savannah High for Bertrand. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back right after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Well, Savannah High is walking off the court, and she does not have a limp. So I think the news is as possibly good as you can have here for Bertrand. She was fouled, so somebody's going to be going to the free throw line, and you can pick either her sub or someone else to step to the line here, and it's going to be Kate Chesterman who comes in, and she is going to have two shots here because that's 10 team fouls, and her free throw is no good. And again, it wasn't so much the foul, which, by the way, was whistled on Brittany Baxter. It wasn't so much the foul as it was the fact she landed on two different pairs of feet there. The free throw is up and no good, but we have a lane violation. There was some movement in underneath by Loomis. So after the miss, basically a redo here for Chesterman. So Chesterman will have one more free throw coming up here, and that one is good. So now tossing it in here is going to be Tara Maskey. Maskey will help work it up ahead here for Brooke Rademacher. No pressure on Rademacher. She brings it across the timeline. They give it to Maskey. Maskey on the left side for Walton. Right wing, Thorell. Back out top of the circle here for Maskey. Now they get it at the elbow. There's Dennis. And again, both teams going almost exclusively zone here. And a bad pass is going to be tipped around. Possession arrow is pointing to Bertrand. And so that will be a Loomis turnover. So Bertrand will bring it in the offensive zone. On the dribble here is Dannell, and she'll get it off here for Jaden High. Back to the right wing where Dannell's got it. Pass on the inside, and Bertrand will turn it over again. On the run here is going to be Brooke Rademacher. Rademacher, top of the circle, is going to kick right side. Now she gets it back. 1-3-1 goes Bertrand right now with the zone with a minute 20 to go in the second quarter. 23-7. Pass in the corner. That's going to be a Loomis turnover as they couldn't track it down. And now the ball goes out of bounds, and Bertrand turns the ball over. So neither team really taking great care of the ball. Checking back in here for Loomis is going to be Tegan Edwards. The 5'2 sophomore will come into the game, and she'll inbound it. She tosses it in here for Madison Walton. Entry pass on the inside, and coming out of there with it for Bertrand is going to be Jaden High. So she makes the steal, works it up ahead on the run. Bucket is up and good by Brittany Shipp. So scoring in transition there is Bertrand to push that lead out to 18. Errant pass. It's going to be another turnover, and they're going to call a walk. So really not a turnover as the ball was loose. Tegan Edwards had trouble with it. Haley Donnell had it, and she went to the ground with it, and she took an extra step. So as she was trying to force the steal, she turned it over. So really no harm, no foul there. Loomis facing some pressure, brings across the timeline. Rademacher throws it top of the circle. Kind of a sloppy pass, but Madison Walton quick enough to track that one down. And she'll give it off on the right side. Open for the three is Edwards. Edwards missed the three, but the putback is made on the inside. And the bucket is up and good by Brittany Baxter. So Brittany Baxter making the bucket here. And now a quick little jumper on the left side in transition for Bertrand. Ball loose. Picking it up on the inside is going to be Chesterman. And Chesterman spent a little bit too much time in the lane. She got the ball. She was able to get it, passed it out, thought somebody was going to shoot. And so she ended up spending too much time in the lane. That'll be a Bertrand turnover. Pass hit the side of the rim, but Loomis is able to come up with it here. As across the timeline with it is going to be Edwards. Three-pointer on that left side by Loomis. A little bit too strong. It is missed. And with only 1 or 2 seconds left, the long half-court shot well off the mark, and we'll head to the locker rooms. With Bertrand leading the Loomis girls in girls basketball here, it's Bertrand 25, Loomis 9. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report coming up right after this.
The First State Bank and Bertrand thanks you for your business and welcomes you to this sports broadcast. First State Bank in Bertrand is your full-service hometown bank and invites you to stop in and see them for all your banking. From commercial to personal, First State Bank in Bertrand has everything you need to keep your farm, home, and business running. First State Bank in Bertrand, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Very proud to sponsor this high school sports broadcast.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners. But what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call agent Joe Medley.
And welcome back here to Loomis. You're listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously from your home, the farm, and your business. We remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. We are at halftime where Bertrand leads the Loomis girls by a score of 25-9. And let's go through the numbers. We'll begin, first of all, for the home team for Loomis. And again, leading the way, they only have three players that have scored so far. Allie Dallas is leading the way. She's got 4 points. Colette Thorell with 3 points here at intermission. Brittany Baxter with 2 points. And shooting from the field, well, they are 4 of 19 from the field, shooting about 21% here in the ball game. And again, that's just not really going to get it done when you shoot 21%. So it's been very, very difficult for Loomis to get things going here, shooting only 21% from the field. Checking the numbers here for the Bertrand Lady Vikings, who again have a 25-9 lead here at intermission. Jaden Hines leading the way with 6 points. Brittany Shipp has 5. Haley Donnell has 4. Maddie Peterson with 3. Molly Capps with a couple of points. Carly Nelson with 2. And Allie Mason with 2. Kate Chesterman has 1 point here at intermission. From the field, they are 9 of 21, shooting about 43% from the field. They're shooting 50% from two-point range. They're 9 of 18 from the two-point range, but 0 for 3 from behind the arc. So Bertrand still looking for their first three-pointer of the ball game, but they don't need it right now because they're holding Loomis to only 21% shooting and 9 points at intermission, and Bertrand leads it here in girls basketball by a score of 25-9. Again, you're listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, we remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, more of the halftime statistics as we return with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
Plant smiles, grow laughs, harvest love. Rainbow Nursery is located between Bertrand and Loomis, north of Highway 23 on E Road at the home of Scott and Renee Davis. Rainbow Nursery offers many opportunities for you landscaping, unique plants, yard tours, presentations to many organizations on landscaping and nursery topics, as well as consultations. Rainbow Nursery has flexible hours to try and work around your busy schedule. So call before you make the drive and schedule an appointment to get everything you need for a beautiful yard and flower bed. Blessings to all of you Vikings from Rainbow Nursery.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska, rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable, cut the cord, call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to prairieinet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
America's farmers feed the world. That's why your CHS Service Center provides producers like these with market access and insights for their success.
Well, they stay on top of the market. They really look out for us.
They watch world activity so we can make informed decisions.
We get daily emails and text alerts from our co-op. They're able to take our grain when we need to move it.
Get connected to a CHS Service Center near you. Resources for enriching lives, CHS.
And welcome back here to Loomis, where the Loomis girls have a little work ahead of them. They're shooting only about 21% from the field here in the first half, and they trail at 25-9 to Bertrand. Some other numbers for you. Bertrand, as a team, 7 of 13 from the free throw line, shooting a little bit over 50%, but Loomis still looking for their first points from the free throw line. They're 0 for 2. They've only been to the free throw line on one trip, and that's a little bit of an indication of Loomis has not been able to work the ball to the inside. They have not been able to kind of get the ball really inside the three-point arc, let alone inside the lane, and as a result, that's one of the reasons why they've been having some trouble shooting the ball well, because they haven't gotten real close looks at the basket and haven't been able to really penetrate against this Bertrand 1-3-1 zone defense. And as a result, again, not a lot of trips to the line because they haven't been doing a lot of penetrating, and they've also had a little bit of trouble shooting as well. Again, 0 for 2 from the free throw line is Loomis here in the first half, while Bertrand is 7 of 13, so 7 more points from the free throw line. And remember that percentage-wise, Bertrand is shooting about twice as good as Loomis here in the first half. Unofficially, I have Bertrand for 15 rebounds in the first half compared to 12 for Loomis. So that's a pretty good wash as well. And 9 steals here for Bertrand in the first half compared to 3 for Loomis. And overall turnovers would be 16 turnovers for Loomis has turned the ball over 16 times, whereas Loomis has turned the ball over. Let me get this straight. I'm doing this all wrong in my head. 17 turnovers for Loomis in the first half compared to only 7 for Bertrand. So, again, about 10 more turnovers for Loomis in the first half than the Vikings have had, and that's another factor here as well. So not shooting as well, 10 more turnovers, just a couple more rebounds by Bertrand. And so, again, a lot more looks, a lot more shots, and a lot more points on the board here for Bertrand as they lead it 25-9 here at intermission. But Loomis, they come out a little bit early, trying to get that shooting touch a little bit. The coaching staff, Stacy Dennis for the Wolves, just kind of saying, you know, more than anything else, we just need to kind of get the feel of the ball. So they're out there a little bit early and getting some shots up here as Bertrand still in the locker room here at halftime, as the Bertrand Vikings with a 25-9 lead here at intermission. We're going to take one more break. When we come back, the second half here, you're listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, and we'll be back for the third quarter between Bertrand and Loomis in girls basketball. We come back right after this.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member,
because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
And welcome back here to Loomis for the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth, of course, on the road. And if you're in the market for a new or used car, truck, or SUV, let Crossroads Ford and Kearney help you out. No games, gimmicks, or silly extra fees to fill out that paperwork. Just great service and people that care for their customers. Crossroads Ford, proud supporter of area teams and athletes at 4210 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or search their inventory online at crossroads-ford.com. Again, crossroads-ford.com. So we're just about ready to get things underway here in the second half, and the possession arrow is pointing toward Loomis. So we're just about ready to go here. Loomis is already out there. They're ready to roll. Bertrand now comes out of the huddle. So we're just about ready to get things started here. And double-checking here for Loomis. It is Thorell, Rademacher, Maskey, Dennis, and Hahn starting the second half just as they started the first. And they'll kick it off on the right side here for Rademacher. Rademacher gets it on the baseline for Maskey. Maskey's jumper is up and no good. And the rebound is taken out of there by Jordan High. So High pulls down the defensive rebound, and now there's a turnover by Bertrand on the inside. They lost control of the basketball, and it goes out of bounds on the way down. That's pretty good hustle from behind by High, who was able to knock the ball away from Allie Dennis, but she was the last to touch it. So it is going to be Loomis basketball, and they get it to Rademacher. Rademacher, now they work it back on the baseline for Dennis. Dennis with a high arcing shot. And they're going to say that actually hit the, and you can actually still see it moving here, the guide wire above. So that instead of being a made basket is going to be a miss here for Loomis. And the officials got it right. You can still see the wire jiggling up there. That was a high arcing shot that went off the stand that kind of reels in the basket here in Loomis. So still no points in the second half. Up high to make the catch is Allison Mason. Mason on the baseline, almost traveled, but gives it to Donnell. And on the dribble now is going to be Jaden High. High will give it right side for Mason. Facing that zone defense, a little give and go. High lost it momentarily, and Bertrand will turn the ball over. So coming up with it for Loomis is going to be Brooke Rademacher. Rademacher will direct traffic. Thought about the three. She'll give it off on the right wing here for Thorell. Thorell's used up a dribble. We'll give it back out here for Rademacher. And Rademacher will give it off over there for Tara Maskey. Here's the jumper for Brooke Rademacher, and Rademacher strokes in the three. So a made shot here for Loomis in the second half, and now cut that lead down to 25-12 here in the early stages of the third quarter. Top of the key, Peterson's got it, kicks it out for Mason. Mason's jumper is no good, and rebound taken out of there by Riley Hahn. So Hahn comes up with the rebound, and up ahead here they get it to Allie Dennis. Around the perimeter we go. Top of the circle with it is Maskey. She gives it off left side for Thorell. Thorell's shot is no good, and we've got a foul on the rebound. And the foul is going to be on Bertrand. And the foul will be on, from this angle I can't see the indication. They're going to give it to Mason, and that'll be just her first. So Loomis will inbound underneath their own basket. Toss it in is going to be Thorell. And we've got a little hold there that's going to be whistled on Donnell. So after Mason picks up her first personal foul, Donnell now will pick up her second. So around the perimeter we go as they give it off on the right side here for Brooke Rademacher. Rademacher, yeah, she took an extra step. Yeah, you can kind of see that when she took off there. And that'll be a bit of an unforced error. So here come the Vikings in the offensive zone. Working there is High, Savannah High. She works it around. And now top of the circle, it's Mason. Mason gives it left side. And Savannah High's pass on the inside is intercepted. That's a nice play there. And then a double dribble. Brooke Rademacher was able to make the steal. And then, well, they just kind of turned it right back over. And we got a quick timeout here with 5:33 to go here in the third quarter. Full timeout taken by Bertrand. They lead it 25-12 with 5:33 to go in the third. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. We're back right after this.
When the First State Bank of Loomis first opened their doors in 1886, Nebraska was young, vibrant, and bursting with possibilities. A lot has changed since then, but the First State Bank of Loomis is still moving Nebraska forward by tapping into our state's best natural resource, its people. While our founders could never have imagined our network of ATMs, mobile banking, or cybersecurity, they would be proud of the personal touch we still take with every account and with every loan. The First State Bank of Loomis, with branches in Alma and Bertrand, member FDIC.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront at Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
And welcome back here off the inbounds play. Hallie Donnell puts up a quick little jumper. It is off the mark. And it's going to be a held basketball on the rebound. So Bertrand is going to be able to inbound it with the possession arrow being pointed in their direction. And their inbounds now is knocked out of bounds. Score remains 25-12. Bertrand now will inbound in that corner. And Donnell will just toss it in. Not much pressure. She'll get it for Jaden High. And High on the bounce will look into that 2-3 zone. And pass is going to go off the hands of Donnell. And that'll be another turnover here on Bertrand, and another timeout by Bertrand. Brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. Timeout Vikings, 25-12. Just the 30-second timeout here with 5:15 to go in the third quarter. We're back after this.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Click. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Carney delivers.
Welcome back to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth here in Loomis. As, well, quite frankly, I don't think the Bertrand coaching staff is overly happy with the effort that they're doing right now. A couple of timeouts here in the third quarter that they have taken, and they've used them in short order. And timeout-wise, let me double-check here. They've only got two left, and there has not been a timeout taken yet by Loomis, and they're the team that's down by 13. Loose ball, knocked out of bounds. Trying to track it down there is Bertrand. And they can't come up with a steal. That's no lack of effort, though, by Hallie Donnell, as she tipped the inbounds pass, and now throwing it back in here for Loomis is going to be Madison Walton, who checked in a little bit ago. Walton's pass intercepted. There's the steal. Shot off glass. Bucket and foul. Savannah High was able to make the steal. She then hit the shot as she was being hit on the arm. So that pressure by the Vikings turns into an opportunity for a three-point play. And the foul is going to be whistled on Allie Dennis for Loomis. That's going to be Dennis's second foul of the game. And so to the line is going to be Savannah High. High with one shot, and she missed it, and ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by the girls wearing blue, so it will be Loomis basketball. To toss it in here is going to be Walton, and Walton gets it in, but there's going to be a hold whistled on Bertrand. And that'll be on Donnell. That's going to be her third. So again, trying to trap is going to be Bertrand. Thorell in the corner has it. She's able to get it back after she gives it away. And we've got a timeout. I think the official, yeah, timeout as trouble was going on. Loomis got the timeout with the official standing right in front of her. Stacy Dennis calls the timeout just in the nick of time to prevent a turnover with 4:55 to go here. Timeout Loomis. They trail it 27-12 with 4:55 to go in the third. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy Shelter Insurance, and we're back in 30 seconds.
Right now at Crossroads Ford in Kearney, all the new 2013 Ford F-150 Crew Cab four-wheel drives have got to go, and Crossroads Ford is dealing. Many specials marked right on the windshields. Ask about manufacturer rebates and factory bonus cash or available special APR Ford credit financing with approved credit. They need trade-ins. Now's the best time to get a great deal. That's Crossroads Ford, Kearney.
And welcome back here to Loomis and the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. 4:55 to go here, third quarter, 27-12. Bertrand with a 15-point lead. And Loomis, to avoid the turnover, calls the timeout here. And they get the hands into Brooke Rademacher. Rademacher's pass tipped and stolen away. Coming up with it is going to be Brittany Shipp as she's able to make the steal. And they'll work it back around, pass on the inside, and that's going to be a Bertrand turnover. Just an errant pass and able to track it down were the Wolves. And now another loose ball, and they're going to turn it right back over. So Madison Walton was able to make the steal, but then she turned it over herself. So we just kind of swapped turnovers, but she had a lot of blue around her. Errant pass going to be intercepted here by Bertrand. On the run, the layup by Jaden High, and High is able to lay it up and in. High makes the steal, and then the layup on the other end. 29-12. 4:24, long outlet pass up ahead as Riley Hahn, she took an extra step with it, and Loomis turns it over. So unofficially here, in terms of turnovers, 24 turnovers by Loomis. Turned the ball over 24 times. 12 of those just plain flat-out steals. Caps will work it back around the perimeter. They'll get it off on the left side here for High. High facing a little pressure, throws it between the circles for Caps. Caps in that right corner for Jaden High. High gets it to the elbow. Brittany Shipp. We'll make an extra pass on the inside, and we're going to have a foul. They got it inside for Maddie Peterson, and Peterson is fouled almost immediately by Allie Dennis. So Dennis can be whistled for the foul here. That's going to be her third, and they inbound the basketball, does Bertrand, and falling out of bounds and putting up the shot is Jaden High. Pass was a little bit off the mark, and then High, driving hard to the basket, still was able to put it up. The foul is going to be whistled on Hahn, and that is going to be her third. So a couple of free throws coming up for High. It's off the back of the iron and no good. So the first one's no good. Exactly 4 minutes to go here in the third quarter. And the second one is also a little bit short, but an offensive rebound that will not fall for Maddie Peterson. Peterson couldn't quite get that put back in. And coming up with the ball is Loomis. Loomis in a little trouble, but they throw it off the leg. The offensive rebound and then the heads-up play by Colette Thorell, as she was able to throw it off the leg of Donnell. The inbounds here for Thorell. Thorell across the timeline. Little spin move, was able to throw it in the corner. Here's Rademacher. She'll fire a long two. Had her toe on the line, and Rademacher is able to stroke it in. That was awfully close to a three-pointer. 29-14, 3.5 to go here. Right side, good move, ball movement. Caps is going to fire off the jumper. It's no good. And it's going to be out. No, it's going to be a foul, a hold in underneath. And so Bertrand, after the foul, will inbound it. The foul was on Tara Maskey, and that is going to be her third foul. So Bertrand will throw it in. They toss it top of the circle here for Jaden High. High will back out near midcourt. Still has her dribble going. And again, no pressure being put on her. She'll give it off on the left side here for Caps. Caps will skip it across for Mason. Mason gets it on the inside. The bucket and the foul. Wow, what a drive by Brittany Shipp. And Shipp now will have a chance to finish off a three-point play. She made the shot and then got hit on the arm. And the foul is going to be on Allie Dennis. And that's going to be her fourth. So Allie Dennis is going to be whistled for the foul. And so for a chance to finish off the three-point play here is going to be Ship. And Ship is able to do exactly that. She hits the free throw. Aaron pass up ahead. Loomis turns it over. On the run here is going to be Allie Mason. Mason pass on the inside. Shot by Capps. No good. And Capps with a putback attempt here. Can't get it to fall. And then she's able to get it to go. So she missed a putback. And then she was able to follow that up by making one. And now we got a steal on the inside. And another shot up. Quick little run here by Bertrand as they force that turnover. Get the easy bucket. And the foul is going to be whistled on Madison Walton. So a couple of free throws on the way here for Bertrand, and the first one back of the iron and no good for Jaden High. So High will miss the first one. She'll still have one more coming up here. Score 34-14. Second free throw up and hits nothing but the bottom of the well. Three-touchdown lead here for Bertrand, 35-14. Brooke Rademacher, double team, takes it all the way to the baseline, a little ball fake. Her shot is short, and the rebound is taken out of there by Maddie Peterson. So Peterson pulls down that defensive rebound after the Loomis miss, and they'll get it around the perimeter. At the elbow, they get the ball in the hands of Brittany Ship. Now cutting through here is going to be High. High's shot is off the mark. Ball is on the ground. And alternating possessions will give Loomis the basketball, and the Wolves are going to call a timeout here. With 2:25 to go, third quarter, they trail it 35-14. Loomis trailing Bertrand, and timeout for the Wolves. We'll take it with them. We're back right after this.
Great Plains Crop Services in Bertrand specializes in crop protection for your farm. See Roxanne today and ask her how she can get you the best coverage for all your crops so you can focus on the more important things in your life while we take care of protecting your livelihood. Great Plains Crop Services of Bertrand is a proud supporter of high school sports. Best of luck tonight from Roxanne at Great Plains Crop Services in Bertrand.
This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance of Kearney with 2:25 to go, third quarter, 35-14. Bertrand with the lead in Loomis. Loomis with the basketball, though. They get it to Rademacher. Rademacher helps work it back around. Now on the dribble is Thorell. Thorell down the sideline. Lost the basketball, but she is going to be fouled by Bertrand, and I think they're going to give that to Jaden High. Yep, and that is going to be her first foul with a hold there. And they'll get it right into the free throw line on the inbounds play. Jumper by Rademacher. No good. Offensive rebound and a bucket. Nice play on the inside, snagging that rebound. As Tegan Edwards snags the rebound. But then she was able to get the put back, and now she'll go to the free throw line after the foul. And she's able to finish off the three-point play. So she makes the three-point play after the foul was whistled on Allie Mason. So with her for Bertrand is going to be Capps. Capps gave it away, gets it back, throws it top of the circle here for Mason. Mason helps get it in the lane. On the run here is Maddie Peterson, and Peterson is heading the line. She'll shoot a couple. The foul is whistled on Brittany Baxter, and so that'll be the first foul on Baxter. Oh, check that. Their third foul on Baxter. In any event, to the free throw line goes Bertrand, and the free throw for the senior, Maddie Peterson, is off the mark. So Peterson will have one more shot coming up here. It is on the way, and it's back the iron, and it's also no good, but an offensive rebound. The tip-up will not fall, and tracking down the rebound for Bertrand is going to be Molly Capps. So Capps was able to snag that rebound. And Bertrand will maintain possession here with a minute 40 to go in the third. They lead it 35-17. Pass at the elbow, knocked loose momentarily, but Bertrand is able to, nope, Loomis does force the turnover. Coming up with the loose ball is going to be Brooke Rademacher. She's able to finally finish off the steal. She's got it now top of the circle. She'll kick right wing for Tegan Edwards. Edwards throws it inside, and it's going to be tied up. Nice defensive play by Jaden High. Possession arrow is pointing to Bertrand, so that'll be a Loomis turnover. And Loomis is going to pick up the defense at half court. He'll get it off on the right wing to Allie Mason. Mason dribbles inside the three-point arc. Pass a little bit errant, but Jaden High is able to pick it up. She drives and is fouled on her way to the basket. I don't think they were trying to throw it to High, but High ended up with it, and she drove in hard. And the foul is whistled on Tara Maskey, and that is going to be the fourth foul on Maskey. So Maskey whistled for the foul. The free throw's coming up, and this one is no good here for Jaden High. Minute 10 to go. Check that. It actually went in. I'm sorry. I was looking at the wrong thing. She made both of them. So 37-17. Scoring the free throw, and I forgot to look to see if they scored. Pass up ahead to Brittany Baxter, and Baxter on the way in actually hit knees with the defender. That's going to be a foul. And Brittany Baxter is not feeling very comfortable right now. She got the ball up ahead, and she's going to be able to shoot a couple of free throws. The foul is whistled on Maddie Peterson, and Baxter is going to tough it out with a free throw, and that one is off the mark. So Baxter will have one more free throw coming up here. And she missed the first one and isn't able to get the second one in either. Coming out with the rebound there is Brittany Shipp. Pass up ahead here on the right side for Mason. Mason skip pass a little bit high, but Caps is able to track it down, and Caps will put that one in. So Molly Caps with a nice little shot there. Bertrand pressuring things, and they go for the ball and end up tripping to one of the Wolves, and they help each other up. And fouled on the play was Heather Zeekley, and she's going to head to the free throw line here for Loomis. Trying to get the ball was Molly Caps, and Caps just kind of slid there, and she committed the foul and ended up undercutting her while she was sliding. Obviously not intentional at all, and they actually shake hands, and they're going to redo it because after she was given the ball, that's when Mason said, sorry about that. And in any event, here's the free throw. It is up and no good for Zeekley, and coming down with the rebound. Zeekley, rather. And coming down with the rebound is going to be Jaden High. So High pulls down the rebound after the miss by Zeekley. And now High is going to direct traffic a little bit. She'll give it off for Mason on the right side. Mason just playing a little catch here with Jaden High with 20 seconds to go in the third quarter. 39-17, Bertrand with the lead and the basketball. Nice backdoor cut. It's going to be a layup for Molly Capps. That was absolutely perfect there for Bertrand. 7 seconds. Here comes Loomis on the run. On the baseline, Rademacher, a little floater, no good. High pulls down the rebound, and that will do it. So High pulls down the rebound to end the quarter here. And Bertrand comfortably with a lead heading into the fourth quarter. They lead it 41-17 after three. We're back right after this timeout.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Look out, 35-40, down the right sideline.
Tremendous impact.
He's at the 15, at the 10, he's at the 5-yard line, touchdown.
Great frequency and a big score with local fans.
He lunges and goes in for the touchdown.
When you advertise on Platte River Radio's huge array of high school sports broadcasts.
High school volleyball is on the air.
If we haven't contacted you yet, give us a nudge. We'd be proud to call your business our sponsor. Send an email to sportsmarketing@kkpr.com or call 308-236-9900.
10-5, touchdown.
It is Loomis basketball to start the fourth quarter here. They trail it 41-17. And again, a 1-3-1 zone here for Bertrand. And around the perimeter go the Wolves. They're going to skip it out here on the left side for Thorell. And Thorell is going to hit a three. Colette Thorell strokes in that three-pointer, and Loomis now down by only 21. It's 41-20, and again, a little 2-3 zone here for Loomis. On the right wing for Bertrand is going to be Carly Nelson. Nelson helps work at left side for Alexa Berry. Berry, and Bertrand is going to turn the ball over. It's going to be intercepted there. Coming up with it is Claret Thorell. And Thorell is going to give it off on the right wing here for Brooke Rademacher. Back around the perimeter we go. Top of the circle is Thorell. Thorell will just give it off on the wing, and now they'll give it out here for Thorell. Then she hits another three-pointer. Two trips, two three-pointers here. And Loomis is able to cut that lead down to 18, and Thorell now steps up and makes the steal. And then she stepped on the sideline. Now that pressure after the steal and backing up for Bertrand playing defense was Haley Donnell, and she was able to force her to weave around her, and she stepped on that sideline with the back of her heel. So that'll be a turnover, and here comes Bertrand. A pass in the lane, off the mark, but Alexa Berry's able to track it down. She'll put up a jumper, no good, but an offensive rebound is up and good. Nice little play there by number 12, Carly Nelson, as Nelson is able to make the putback. So Loomis back around the perimeter. They'll give it top of the circle. Asking for it is Thorell. Why not? She stroked in a couple of threes. The last two times have been down the court. And they work it back around here for Maskey. Back to Thorell on the right side. Baseline pass. Nice catch in there. A little bit short on the shot there by Allie Dennis. And we're going to have a jump ball on the rebound. Possession arrow pointing to Bertrand, I believe. Yes, it is. So we'll move the arrow, give the Vikings the basketball here with 6:10 to go, fourth quarter. They lead it 43-23. Don't forget our boys' game coming up at the conclusion of this one. Pass in the lane. Bertrand's able to track it down as Donnell had it tipped, but they get it off on the run here is Carly Nelson, and Nelson a little extra step as Bertrand turns the ball over. And again, unofficially, 27 turnovers here for Loomis, 19 for Bertrand. Around the perimeter we go. They get it inside. Tough-looking runner there by Allie Dennis. Dennis can't get the shot to fall. And the rebound out for Bertrand, for Loomis. Maskey had it, but then had her pass knocked away and off the hands of one of her teammates. So that'll be a turnover here on Loomis. And now Loomis with the steal on the run. Rademacher. Rademacher lays it up, and it won't fall, but she's heading to the line. Brooke Rademacher with the steal, and now she's going to try to finish off the play with some points here as she was blocked on her way to the basket by Alexa Berry. So Berry called for the foul, and a couple of free throws coming up here following the steal for Brooke Rademacher, and Rademacher hits the first of two free throws. 5:31 to go, fourth quarter, 43-24. Bertrand in control. Loomis trying to cut into it with the free throw, and it is no good by Rademacher. And snagging the rebound is going to be number 22, Savannah High. So she gets the rebound. Now in the lane, quick little jumper here by Alexa Berry, and Berry will score. Nice little runner in the lane by Berry, and Loomis gets the ball right back. Thorell, hit a couple threes here in the corner. Will help work the ball around. And we've got an entry pass on the inside. That's going to be a hold here. As Allie Dennis was held, and she's going to go to the line for a free throw here. It'll be a one and one. The foul is called on Tara Maskey. And that is going to be... Check that, not Maskey, but on Kate Chesterman. That's going to be her first. The free throw is off the mark. And we've got a little blocking foul as they bring the ball up court after the miss. So to the line for a one-and-one is going to be Carly Nelson. Both teams now have committed 9 team fouls. That is the second personal foul here on Brooke Rademacher. So Nelson is going to go the free throw line for the front end of a one and one here for Bertrand. And her free throw is up, and it is no good. Snagging the bound, number 42, Allie Dennis. She's been doing a nice job on that inside. Errant pass knocked loose, and it's going to be stolen away by Alexa Berry. And Berry then gave it back out, and there's a double dribble. So both Bertrand and Loomis turn the ball over in successive fashion here. And it's 45-24 with 4:44 to go in the fourth quarter. Brooke Rademacher's got it. Plays catch with Thurrell, top of the key. Thurrett gave it away. She's hit a couple of three-pointers here in the quarter. Penetration here by Tara Maskey. Her jumper's no good. Rebound is tipped out here for Brooke Rademacher as Rademacher comes up with it, but they've got they lose control of the basketball. And so Bertrand will run down court. It's loose, and Bertrand turns it over because the alternating possession arrow is pointing to Loomis. So, again, neither team really been able to kind of take great care of the basketball so far here in the game. Thurrell has it top of the key, gives it off on the left side for Maskey. Back to Thurrell. Thurrell runs into that zone. We'll kick it back out here for Maskey. Maskey back around the perimeter. Rademacher will throw it for Thurrell. Thurrell on the baseline. Nice pass inside for Allie Dennis. And Dalla Dennis on her way from the high post to the low post with the dribble. She was blocked. And so she's going to go line for a couple of free throws here because it's now 10 team fouls on Bertrand. And the second personal foul is whistled on Kate Chesterman. The free throw is up, rolling around, and no good for Allie Dennis. So Dennis will have one more after that miss. And her second free throw is also off the mark, but an offensive rebound, and then there's a foul. Offensive rebound by Tara Maskey. She missed the putback, but we do have a foul that's called here on Chesterman, and that is going to be her third foul. So Maskey at the free throw line. Her free throw no good. And as a team, Loomis now 2 of 11 from the free throw line. This free throw rolls around and is good. So after all of that, it will be possession of Bertrand, and they put up a quick jumper, and we got a quick foul. That foul is going to be whistled on Hahn. That's going to be her fourth. And to the free throw line will be Bunnell, and she's got a couple of free throws. The first one's good. Both teams are in the double bonus right now. So every free throw, exception of an offensive foul, will be two trips to the line. And both free throws up there and good for Donnell. Now makes it 47-25. 3:40 to go here in the fourth quarter. Thurrell in transition will fire the three. It's no good. Rebound taken out of there by Savannah High. She'll end the possession and give the basketball off here for Alexa Berry. On the right wing, quick jumper by Carly Nelson. Nelson's shot no good. It goes out of bounds, but it was last touch by Loomis. So to toss it in is going to be Tanel on that far baseline, as we're on one end of the gym here. They get it to Carly Nelson. Nelson on that baseline, quick little floater up and good for Carly Nelson. That's a nice little bucket on that inbounds play. And we're going to have an extra step taken here by Loomis, so that'll be a turnover. They got it over there for Allie Dennis, and Dennis trying to work her way through traffic, took a little extra step as she got started. So pass clear up ahead here for Carly Nelson. She'll get it at the elbow. Jumper by Donnell. It will not fall. And about four players are on the ground, and they're going to call a held ball. The possession arrow right now is pointing to Bertrand. Exactly 3 minutes to go in the ball game. Bertrand with a 49-25 lead and the basketball. Slapping it to get everybody in movement is going to be Hallie Donnell. She'll get it off for Alexa Berry, top of the circle. Drives through the lane. Loose ball that's going to be picked up by Allie Dennis. So Dennis was able to come up with the basketball. She still has the dribble. She brings it in the offensive zone, gives it for Thurrell. Thurrell skips it on that left side. Stepping into a three is going to be Brooke Rademacher. Rademacher's shot won't fall. And coming out there with it for Loomis is going to be Savannah High with yet another rebound. Top of the circle. Berry kicks left side. High arcing three-pointer for Nelson. It's no good. It goes out of bounds. And it was last touch by Bertrand. So substitutions here for Bertrand as they bring in Molly Capps. Capps checks into the game. And also into the game, Allie Mason. Top of the circle, Thorell's got it here for Loomis. A little jump stop on that far side, and they'll get it off. A quick little jumper here for Tegan Edwards. Edwards' shot will not fall. And coming down with the rebound is going to be Brittany Shipp. The pass on the inside. And ball knocked loose. Coming up with it is Maddie Peterson. She tried to put up the shot, and she was fouled. So she's going to have, well, she would have had two shots anyway, because that's more than 10 team fouls. The foul is whistled on Loomis's Allie Dennis. And for Dennis, that is her fifth personal foul. So she is done for the day. She is now fouled out. So they allow some substitutions coming in, including Persia Mason, who checks in just a little bit ago. And one other player, I didn't see who that was, that came in. The free throw was up and good by Peterson. So Maddie Peterson hits the free throw, makes the first one, and now misses the second. And the rebound taken out of there by Christy Freed. That's who came in a little bit ago. So Freed comes in, gets the rebound. A jumper by Thorell. Thorell can't hit the three. It's going to go out of bounds. Trying to save it was Molly Capps, but she just kind of ran out of room. So Loomis has it here after that miss. And now with it is Thorell. Thorell gave it away, gets it back. Colette Thorell will now kick it on that left side. And they'll get it at the elbow here for Freed. Freed's jumper is no good, but an offensive rebound and bucket for Persia Mason. And so Mason is able to get that offensive rebound and bucket in underneath. That makes it now 50-27. Minute 25 to go here in the basketball game. Entry pass down low, shot up and good. That's a pretty athletic catch and shot by Maddie Peterson as she's able to stroke that one in. Tegan Edwards gives it for Thorell. Thorell gave it away. She's looking to the inside, looking at that zone defense. Gives it to Edwards. Edwards will put up the long jumper. It's no good. And the rebound taken out by Allie Mason. So Mason with the rebound. And now on the dribble here is going to be Jaden High. High going to work the clock here a little bit with only 47 seconds left to go in the game. Bounce pass left side for Mason. Mason and High well out extended near midcourt. And they're just milking the clock a little bit. They lead it here 52-27 as Bertrand now is going to pick up yet another win. They'll be 3-1 on the season. Entry pass down low. Nice little backdoor cut. Shot for Capps won't fall, but an offensive rebound. And now we got a foul on the shot. So Capps with the miss, but then you got a rebound in underneath. And she got that offensive rebound, but she was fouled. So she'll go to the line and shoot a couple. Zekley whistled for the foul for Loomis. And the free throw for Capps, up and good. So she makes the first two to make it now 53-27. Second free throw is up high, and I do mean high. It is no good. And coming up with the rebound is Persia Mason. So Mason gets the defensive rebound after the miss. And she'll try to post up, but they kick it out of here for Edwards. Edwards lobs it on the inside. Ball loose, out of bounds. And really keeping that ball alive was Mason there. And as it knocked loose by Bertrand, but Mason was able to get an arm in there and throw it off with one of the legs of the Bertrand player. So Loomis will inbound. Thorell will get it in the lane. Quick jumper here by Freed. Freed shot's no good. Ball knocked loose. On the steal here is High. High could have maybe gone in for a layup, but she just slows it down, lets the clock expire. And your final score is Bertrand 53, Loomis 27. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Misco Sports Postgame Report. We'll total up all the numbers, and we'll be back right after this.
The Bertrand Nursing Home and Assisted Living is a proud sponsor of tonight's game. They offer long-term living facilities, assisted living facilities, and one of the best rehab programs around. They specialize in long and short-term care to get your loved ones back to their home or, if they prefer, a great place of their own right in the building with 24-hour care. The Bertrand Nursing Home treats each and every resident with compassion and respect. The Bertrand Nursing Home in Bertrand.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none. And if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
And welcome back here to the Misco Sports Post Game Report. Misco Sports Incorporated has been keeping you geared up for games for years and will for years to come. Call them at their Ward storefront location today. See them before the games begin. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on now at Misco's. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for all the games you play. Let's check the numbers. Here are 53% for Bertrand. Bertrand now is 3-1 on the season, and Loomis still looking for their first win. They are now 0-4 on the young season. For Loomis, we'll check their numbers for you. Leading the way in terms of points was Colette Thorell. She finished with 9 points on the night, including going 3-for-3. From the three-point line, Brooke Rademacher finished with 6 points on the night. Allie Dennis with 4. Brittany Baxter with a couple of points. Persia Mason with 2. And Tara Maskey with 1 point as well. Unofficially rebounding, I had Thorell with 4. And Allie Dennis also with 4 rebounds here in the ball game individually for Loomis. Now for the Bertrand girls, who, as we mentioned, are now 3-1 on the season. Leading scorer for them was Jaden High. She finished with 11 points. Molly Capps with 9. Brittany Shipp with 8. Hallie Donnell with 6. 6 for Carly Nelson. Maddie Peterson also with 6. Alexa Berry with 2. Savannah High, 2. Allie Mason with 2. And Kate Chesterman with 1 point. Every player for Bertrand that suited up tonight did score tonight for the Lady Vikings, who, as we mentioned, now are 3-1. On the season. Looking at a few other statistics as well. Shooting percentages, Bertrand was 19 of 40 in the game, where Loomis was 10 of 39. So, again, literally, Bertrand shot the ball twice as well. They shot about right at 50%, about 48%, and Loomis was probably about 24% here in the ball game. Bertrand was 15 of 30 from the free throw line. Loomis only 3 of 12. Bertrand with 32 rebounds compared to 21 for Loomis. So again, better shooting for Bertrand, and also about another 10 possessions because of rebounds in the game. And again, we had 31 turnovers for Loomis and 21 turnovers for Bertrand. That's one reason why Bertrand was able to get up so many more shots. They had 10 fewer turnovers and had 10 more rebounds. So that's another 20 possessions here as Bertrand picks up the win, 53-27. Next up for the Lady Vikings, they'll be taking on Eustace Farnham at home on Tuesday night. As we mentioned, they're 3-1. The Loomis girls are now 0-3 on the year, and their next game will be at Cambridge, and that game will be next Friday in Cambridge, and they'll also play on Saturday. So they actually have a couple of games before that Christmas holiday. So once again, our final, Bertrand 53, Loomis 27 in girls basketball. We're going to step away here for about 10 minutes or so, and when we come back, we'll have the Bertrand boys taking on the Loomis boys. We'll have our boys game coming up here in just a little bit. Once again, our final, it was 53-27 for engineer Stacy Johns back in the studio. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back with boys basketball in about 8 to 10 minutes here, right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM.
The preceding was a presentation of KKPR and the KKPR Sports Club. To download a podcast, check out our podcast link at kkpr.com.